The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it's finally happened. Last night at 11 p.m, the UK officially left the European Union after 47 years of membership, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it a new dawn. Yesterday saw a number of celebratory events taking place, as well as parties by Brexiteers and vigils by pro-EU campaigners.
We are leaving the European Union. For many people, this is an astonishing moment of hope, a moment they thought would never come. And there are many, of course, who feel a sense of anxiety and loss. The most important thing to say tonight is that this is not an end, but a beginning. This is the moment when the dawn breaks and the curtain goes up on a new act in our great national drama.
The point of no return. Once we have left, we are never, ever going back.
Well, that was last night, but what's the mood like this morning now that the dust has settled? I'm joined by Sky News correspondent Enda Brady and former Conservative Party MP Edwina Curry. You're both very welcome to the programme. Enda, if I could go to you first, can you give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like in the country?
I would say Britain is still split, really, along the lines of how people voted in that referendum in 2016. You know, it has really divided opinion, it has split families and relationships, and I think it's going to take a long time for this to heal. Now, obviously, the Prime Minister has a plan. Britain now enters into the negotiation period, 11 months on that. But right now, you know, nothing has changed overnight, but I think it's going to take a long time for British society to come together in perhaps the way it was pre-2016.
But the exit, the sort of official moment, was a little bit bizarre looking at it from the outside, that there couldn't have been, Enda, from Boris Johnson, too much triumphalism. He was trying to strike a particular note there in the speech that he made. The celebrations at Westminster, Patrick Frayne, writing in the Irish Times, said that it had descended into a sort of a warped Eurovision. It was a bit strange, wasn't it?
It was. It was described to me as kind of like a bit of a Punch and Judy kind of show almost, that there was, you know, toxic nature of everything was still on display. You had leavers celebrating and Remainers going past on bicycles hurling abuse at them. I think it's going to take a long time for all of this to heal and for Britain to come back together. But I think what was noticeable yesterday was the kind of the muted tone of the Prime Minister. You know, Boris Johnson did a recorded broadcast. There was nothing live. He went up to Sunderland for the day and then back down to Downing Street. There was a reception at number 10, and it was very, very much a muted affair. But I would say no more than a couple of thousand people turned up in Parliament Square for the party. They wanted fireworks. Permission for that never materialised. So all in all, a bit of an anti-climax. But, you know, here we are, February the 1st. Nothing has changed overnight. But in time, everything will change in terms of Britain's relationship with Europe and the EU. But, you know, Boris Johnson says he is the man to bring this country back together again. Time will tell.
Edwina, what was the situation for you? Did you feel in a celebratory mood? Any champagne or British sparkling wine as Boris Johnson was having?
Well, outside London, I don't think very much happened at all. Yeah, I've been looking online. There was a little bit of demo in Hull. There were some mourning in parts of Scotland, and you know, you get one or two arrests, but basically that's it. Where I live in the north of England, we're much more concerned now about getting our rail system sorted out, about the developments in the Northern Powerhouse and so on. I think the main feeling in much of the country has been relief. Relief that it's done, it's dusted, that we can move on, that business can now plan, that we have more certainty, and a very conscious effort, Richard, I don't agree with what Enda was saying, a very conscious effort to reach across the divide and say, right, you know, we're all British and we love our country and we're going to make a success of this.
The tone of Boris Johnson's speech, he was trying to bring everybody on board in a sort of a conciliatory tone. But when you look at the words, it ended up being not exactly the most confident. He said that if we can get this right, every month that goes by, I think we can grow in confidence. And he also described it as a new hope. He's not exactly overly bullish about the prospects in that, is he?
I think that, yeah, that's a fair comment. And also, it's reaching out, isn't it, to people who voted Remain, as indeed I did. I was a campaigner for Remain, but I accepted the result. And then I got more and more dismayed as Parliament destroyed faith in democracy and destroyed faith in politicians by being so difficult. And once we got the general election done back in December with such an emphatic result, an extraordinary result, the best for the Conservatives since 1983. And once we got that done, it was as if people had said to us, you know what, we said something to you 3.5 years ago and you didn't listen, and we just said it again, now we'll get on with it. And that's the stage that we're at 6 weeks on. The world has changed, and Boris is basically saying, look, if we're going to succeed, everybody has to make the effort here. Our businesses, our traders, it's being pointed out, an awful lot of businesses.
And he wants to bring everybody on board.
A lot
of businesses are still very fearful, I think. Enda,
only about 8% of British businesses actually do any exporting at all. And they're being encouraged to be a little more adventurous. That's what we'd very much like to see.
Try and get out there. Enda, if you look at it to some extent, and this may have been manifested in the mood generally last night, was this about leaving and more about leaving than the destination that the UK wants to go to? The most important thing was to leave, but it still has to be worked out where it's going to leave to. What is that destination?
Yeah, precisely. You know, I think as much as the Conservative mantra in that last election in December was get Brexit done, and we've seen social media comments from Conservative MPs in the last week or so that, you know, getting Brexit done and people feel that this is it. This is not the beginning of the end. It's not even the end of the beginning. You know, Britain now launches into a long period of transition and interminable negotiation. You know, this is just day one of the future. But in terms of where the destination is, I mean, nobody has really spelled that out as far as Boris Johnson was concerned.
You haven't seen any changes. You haven't seen any changes yet, Enda, have you? No sign of anything changing rapidly overnight?
I'm here in rural Oxfordshire. I went for a run this morning and life goes on. People are going about their business. And Edwin is right. You know, in the north of England, people are extremely concerned about their rail services, which has had a lot of coverage in recent weeks and months. And we'll see if any investment comes, if HS2
You're not worried about prices going up or anything?
Well, I did. You know, just one little snapshot. I get a case of Italian red wine delivered every month, and I got an email yesterday from the company saying that as of next month, your delivery will go up by £8.50 a case. And I think what we're going to see is a lot of suppliers, whether they need to or not, just kind of hitching off the back of what happened last night.
Did they say it was going up because of Brexit, Enda?
They said, no, they didn't use the word Brexit. They said unfavourable market conditions was the phrase that was used in the email. So that's just, you know, that's just one company, one email out of the blue, like it or lump it, your product is going up by £8.50 per delivery. I think we'll probably see a little bit more of that.
You might have to switch to the English sparkling wine, Enda.
That won't be going up. Make some up the road here, yeah, quite
well,
possibly.
Enda Brady from Sky News and former Conservative Party MP Edwina Currie, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.